A mere 18 months later, Johnson had to stand for re-election, and these one-time opponents and bitter enemies suddenly turned into the most fervent Johnson believers, donating money, even campaigning on his behalf. And Mayor Miller, the one man who had hated Johnson the most, now became his strongest supporter and remained so for years to come. Interpretation. For most of us, the conclusion of anything, a project, a campaign, an attempt at persuasion, represents a kind of wall. Our work is done, and it is time to tally our gains and losses and move on. Lyndon Johnson looked at the world much differently. An ending was not like a wall, but more like a door leading to the next phase or battle. What mattered to him was not gaining a victory, but where it left him, how it opened onto the next round. What good would it do to win the election of 1937 if he were thrown out of office 18 months later? That would be a devastating setback to his dream of the presidency. If, after the election, he had basked in his moment of triumph, he would have sown the seeds of failure in the next election. He had made too many enemies. If they didn't run against him in 1938, they would stir up trouble while he was away in Washington. So Johnson immediately worked to win these men over, whether with charm, with meaningful gestures, or with clever appeals to their self-interest. He kept his eye on the future and on the kind of success that would keep him moving forward. Understand, in any venture, your tendency to think in terms of winning or losing, success or failure, is dangerous. Your mind comes to a stop instead of looking ahead. Emotions dominate the moment, a smug elation in winning, dejection and bitterness in losing. What you need is a more fluid and strategic outlook on life. Nothing ever really ends. How you finish something will influence and even determine what you do next. Some victories are negative, they lead nowhere, and some defeats are positive, working as a wake-up call or lesson. This fluid kind of thinking will force you to put more strategic emphasis on the quality and mood of the ending. It will make you look at your opponents and decide whether you might do better to be generous to them at the end, taking a step back and transforming them into allies, playing on the emotions of the moment. Keeping your eyes on the aftermath of any encounter, you will think more of the feeling you leave people with, a feeling that might translate into a desire to see more of you. By understanding that any victory or defeat is temporary and that what matters is what you do with them, you will find it easier to keep yourself balanced during the thousands of battles that life entails. The only real ending is death. Everything else is a transition.